This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
925 WBH, your B-Morning Coffee Club, and sometime before 10, before the show's over, you're going to have an opportunity to win George Strait tickets. We're going to hear a George Strait song go into a Chris Stapleton song. As soon as you hear that first beat of Chris Stapleton, try to call and be call number 9. The tickets are yours before they go on sale today at 10 a.m. You're just confused. There's no lines, huh, Hope?
Oh my gosh, yesterday trying to find parking. All of the lots have just become rivers of slush. There's just no order. Mountains of snow.
You're
no
right.
No lines.
The mountains. Like, there's... Which parking lot has the biggest mountain of snow? There are some big ones out there that I drove next to. I actually got out, and it's at least 2.5, maybe 3 times my height. It's crazy how high they are.
We used to do that as kids. We'd go into parking lots and, like, climb the parking lot mountains of snow. Trying to find parking. Yesterday, I'm going through. You pull in. There's no spots. So then you're doing like a 100-point K-turn trying to get out. Yesterday, I see someone come out as I'm in like number 5 of my 100-point turn, put it in reverse, and he's waiting, thinking I'm going to finish the turn. I'm like, no, sir, I'm in the perfect spot to back into your spot. So we're like doing a dance, and he's like waiting for me. I'm waiting for him. I'm like, do I need to get out and like let you know, like, I want your spot. I'm waiting for you to go ahead. But then I was going, couldn't find street parking because I wanted to make sure I wasn't blocking a driveway and people hadn't had their driveways plowed. It's just been chaos trying to park cars around here.
Yeah. Hashtag hope problems when there's a lot of snow. And yeah, there has been. Our plower yesterday, Nick, he said that this is the worst storm we've had in 10 years, according to him, a snow plower.
Oh, yeah. They've definitely been the busiest. And they're up with us because it's the plow truck drivers that I'm driving with in the morning on my commute in here. So they get an early start. They're doing the best they can. But I got to tell you, yeah, the parking lots are just a free for all. I mean, I had to run into Wegmans. Nobody, there's no rhyme or reason. Some people are sideways. Some people are parked the wrong way. Like there's just, it's like the Wild West in the parking lot.
You cannot see the lines. It is tough out there.
And it's your one time where you're not being told what to do.
Exactly.
You're on your own. Guess. Where the spot is.
There's no judging at all. Be safe out there. And with those snow piles really high in the parking lots, coming out of Webster, so heading north on the 104, they're being used for other reasons, those big piles. I will explain next. 25 WB, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Boe, producer Hope. A big thank you to all our snowplow drivers out there getting up early, trying to clear off the streets, the parking lots. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We couldn't go anywhere without you. I mean, it's just a tough year right now with less salt. We even had the sidewalk shovelers here this morning when we were rolling in. I'm like high-fiving them, like, thank you so much. You're rolling in the time we are. So thank you. Coming out of Webster, though, beware. I can't believe people are still speeding in some of these conditions. Are people flying by you like they're flying by me? And I just sit there and I go, what are you doing going so fast? And behind the big snow piles, state troopers right there, just ready. I watched it yesterday.
Oh.
I was going to pick up my wife last night at
work. Hiding.
Yeah, yeah. You can't see them. This guy flew by me. I'm like, wow, man, I couldn't even think of going that fast in these conditions. All of a sudden, whoop, I see the lights coming out from the big snow piles. I'm like, oh, wow, they're being sneaky.
Well done.
Yeah, using that to their advantage. Beware. Slow it down. 92.5 WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Joe D there. I'm all right. You're all right. We got your back. We're here for you.
I'm all right.
Yeah. That's the TJ remake there. Remix. Thank you. Hey, Danny just checked in from Rochester. When are you giving away those Vince Gill tickets? We've got them for you. An evening Vince Gill. Kodak Center. I love how close he's going to be. Mm-hmm. Those tickets go on sale today. But we have them at 7:25 for you to win with the world's easiest contest. Hope you were just talking about your...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Problems figuring out where the spots are in the parking lots, going shopping. Yeah, no one could see them either. So everybody's kind of crooked, making up their own lanes. Be careful. Yesterday, it's my shopping day. Thursday, I go food shopping, and then I cook and I prep cook for the rest of the week. And I'm walking out of Aldi's, and I walk up to a car thinking it's mine. You hear the guy going, "What do you want, my car?" And I look around. I walked up to the wrong car.
Whoops.
Yeah. It's all good, buddy. Mine's down here. And this guy is just laughing at me. And I'm like, I deserve it. You're not paying attention, though. The phone's blowing up and you're trying to carry the bags of groceries. I just walked to the wrong car and I'm trying to get in the door. That's why he was yelling at me.
Well, and not everyone locks their cars in parking lots. I've done that where I've gone to open the door and I was like, this isn't my car.
Why is your door open?
What's happening?
You don't know what kind of crazy person's going to sneak in here.
Exactly. And you're going to yell at yourself. I didn't lock. Oh, it's not my car. I got to keep going there.
Oh my gosh. Scary. My kids, when they would run ahead of me, you know, they were younger and they would run ahead of me and try to open the wrong car. I was like, where are you going? That's not our car. Oh my gosh, Mom. How embarrassing. Just go. Let's go. It's like nobody's watching. You know, when you're at that age where you think everything in the universe is watching you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the parking lot's now no judging because we can't see the lines with your park a little crooked.
Yeah.
But pay attention if it's your car, not trying to open it.
Yeah.
That's Eric Church. By the way, Billy from our afternoon show is down in Nashville for a big country radio seminar, and he's got some incredible video of Eric Church, the chief, performing with the choir. Oh, very cool. Check it out on our Facebook, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, you're stepping up today. You want to make sure no one gets a flat tire on the way to work.
And, you know, potholes are everywhere, and it's ridiculous. But I'll tell you, there's some craters that cause not one, but four flat tires. It was like driving past casualties yesterday afternoon. 490 West. If you travel 490 West, as soon as you go over the Freddie Sue Bridge heading west, you're going to want to stay in your left lane. Stay in the far left lane, pretty much to Ames Street. There are some huge potholes, so bad that it caused flat tires yesterday. You're coming off the Plymouth Ave exit towards 490 West.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta swerve, or else you're going to hit them really bad. So we're coming 490 West. I already know because, unfortunately, I've hit them already and been like, oh!
It's like a video game, avoiding these potholes.
So ridiculous. And you're trying to remember. You're like, wait, last time I was on this road, I just about lost a tire. So I got to remember where I need to drive. So I'm trying to memorize where all the potholes are. But I'm telling you, yesterday, because I knew where they were coming, we passed first. It was a white minivan. Front driver's left tire, flat. A little bit further up, it was a sedan. Front left tire, flat. A third one and a fourth one, all within a half mile. And I know it was because of those huge potholes. They just couldn't avoid them.
And the video game of avoiding potholes has gotten harder. We're all at next level because you can't see them with the snow and ice. And trust me, I know where some are on my drive in. Boom, boom. Oh, they got me. Boom, boom.
I know.
Oh, they got me.
And you say it out loud. You're like, ouch.
Yes, you do. So where is this exact location again to avoid? You witnessed four flat tires yesterday.
490 West.
Okay.
Right after the Freddie Sue Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It is the two right lanes. So you need to stay in that left lane right after the Freddie Sue Bridge when you come around the corner.
So this is like going by the Red Wing Stadium over there on 490.
Yes. Yes, 490 West and Plymouth Ave around that exit right there. If you're coming off the inner loop going west, coming off Plymouth Ave going west, good luck. They're so bad.
You've heard of the Bermuda Triangle. This is like the Rochester Flat
I know.
Tire
I'm doing
Triangle.
My best.
Right there. You're helping.